Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Authenticity, it is the most terrifying thing you will ever do. And it's going to be the thing that you struggle with the most. Because being accepted is awesome. Being admired is awesome. Being loved by your peers is awesome. The greatest joy in life is to be who you truly are. And the reason I think that that really is the greatest joy in anyone's life, there's such a harmony when you're being you. You're not fighting your instincts or your impulses or the things that make you odd or awkward. They're also the things that make you unique and interesting. And it's such an amazing thing to know that in all of human history, there's never been someone just like you. And in that uniqueness, there's something wonderful. What you will be able to offer the world is fundamentally different because you're shaped by your environment as much as you're shaped by your genetics. You're shaped by your time period as much as you're shaped by your genetics and your environment. Like, all of these confluence of events come together to create something amazing. So all of those things that you think are wounds, are hurts, are things that have degraded you or chipped away at who you are, they're just the things that have made your voice more unique. They're the things that make you you. But it means, like, bring you to the table, right? When you have a view or a vision that's different, share it, believe it, trust it, voice it. And in that, the only warning I will give you is never be dogmatic. Never say foolish things like, well, that's me, you take it or leave it. Because that's somebody who doesn't have a goal, or worse, they actually have a goal, and that goal is merely to plant a flag and say, this is who I am forever and ever, and fuck anybody who doesn't like it. That's an emotional suicide mission, because it's not an effective way of getting what you want out of life. But if you can avoid dogma, if you can avoid your ideas calcifying, if you can say, this is me, and I'm always open to an even more interesting way of thinking or doing or going and doing experiences that change you. One thing I always tell people, books will change you, but only if you let them. I read a bunch of books and they changed my life. And I went from king of remedial jobs to running this company, right? The world of difference that that is startling, because I let those books change me. Other people have read those same books and their life looks exactly the same because they didn't open themselves up to being changed. So while you should cling fiercely to your individualism, you should love the things that are weird and unique and special about you, you should also always be looking for that opportunity to grow. So asking the right questions is so fundamental and so powerful. If you really want to find fulfillment in your life, ask the question, how was the worst day of my life the best thing that ever happened to me? The same events, whatever happened, happened. But now ask a different question. How was it the best thing that ever happened to me? When I was in my dark days, as I called them, back at our last company, it seemed like the worst thing that had ever happened to me. And when I started saying, how is this the best thing that ever happened to me? I realized that Quest was a company born of misery. And how amazing that was. Because I was so angry. I was so frustrated. I was so hell-bent to do things differently that almost out of spite, I was like, I'm going to make every day beautiful. I'm going to love what I do. Even if we fail, it's going to be fun. And those became like the building blocks. But I never would have gotten.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Gotten to that. I never would have gotten to that aggressive mandate. We never would have gotten there if it hadn't been miserable, because we would have just kept going along. You get what you focus on. You get what you focus on. If you focus on fear, dread, incompetence, possible danger, possible failure, then that's where your mind is. Your mind is totally consumed by those thoughts. But if, on the other hand, you think about possibility, what can be, how good you can get, the amazing things that could happen, then that's what your mind is consumed by. There are two wolves in your nature. You're going to get more of whichever one you feed. You've got the fear wolf, you've got the courage wolf. If you feed the fear wolf, you get a strong wolf, all geared towards fear. But if you feed the courage wolf, on the other hand, you get a strong wolf, all geared towards doing, being courageous. The questions that you ask yourself will determine your life. We made in a day in Quest what that company makes annually by asking one different question. How can I bring value to my 1,000 true fans? So however successful this one was, it is dwarfed, not only in emotional and spiritual joy, fulfillment, happiness, but just raw dollars. Once we stopped asking the question of profitability and we accepted that it had to ensue from other choices, then really exciting things happen, because that is acknowledging the human experience. That's acknowledging what you need to do to really connect with people. Let yourself be impacted. Let yourself be changed. Let yourself be changed. Like, open up to really being impacted and saying right here, right now, in this moment, I'm going to let this new piece of knowledge fundamentally impact my behaviors. And so in that moment, I realized that I had this decade of focusing on why. I needed to understand for myself why I do things. And in that why, it was so powerful for me. It moved me forward, and it gave me the energy that I needed to generate change in my life, to really move forward. But why is the empty dream? How is the execution that makes the dream a reality? I'm not interested in being an empty dreamer. And it's fun, and I use the word empty to make it derogatory, but I love dreaming, right? Dreaming is beautiful, and dreaming will allow you to paint a compelling future for yourself. But at some point, you've got to open your eyes and then create the world that you see in your dreams. You've got to create it. It's very active. It's not going to happen by itself. What are the actionable steps that I'm going to take? They're very simple, identifiable, attainable skills that you're going to need to get where you want to go. And then I will say the one universal thing that everyone needs to do: you got to get control of your own emotions. The only thing that holds you back is your mindset. There's no problem that we can't solve. Think about the craziest problems that we face as a society. Those could be the words of an empty dreamer. And I believe that there's no problem that we can't solve. I believe that. And I'm willing to act in accordance with that belief. I'm willing to not take no for an answer. I'm willing to redefine the terms if I have to. Adopt that mindset. These people are no different than you. You've got to touch base with the how. You've got to find the massive action right now today that you're going to take to make those dreams come true. Because it's about executing on your dreams. Executing on your passion. Taking concepts and making them real. That's the goal.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.